Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to faint. The psalmist said, my voice wilt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. I will direct my prayer to thee and look up. The poet said, I met God in the morning when my day was at its best, and his presence came like sunrise, like a glory in my breast. Yes. All day long the presence lingered. All day long he stayed with me, and we sailed with perfect calmness o'er a very troubled sea. Other ships were blown and battered. Other ships were sore distressed. But the winds that seemed to drive them brought to us a peace and rest. Amen. Then I thought of other mornings with a keen remorse of mind, when I too had loosed the moorings with his presence left behind. So now I think I know the secret, learned through many a troubled way. You must meet him in the morning if you want him through the day. Amen. Don't we want him all day, ladies and gentlemen? Amen. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful that you've given us the promise that you'd never leave us nor forsake us. We need thee today. We love thee. We long for thy presence. I pray, Father, that the dewdrops of heaven would bathe us this morning. The Holy Spirit would wrap us in your love, bring conviction to sinners, and bring decisions to Christians and people who need to join the church. Speak to every heart in this congregation, and may your will be done in everything today. Bless our pastor as he comes to preach the word of blood redemption. May souls come to know Christ, and help us to know that the promise is coming to pass that you made to go away and come back. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Keep looking up, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.